Blog Talk Radio.
That's a vibe.
She wanna fight, that's a vibe. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah, late night. Oh, it's a vibe, let me slide. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. Dim the lights. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah. Get high, it's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah. It's a vibe, don't you lie. Your pussy drippin', gushin', drippin' down your thigh. It's a vibe, get high. Diggin' deep while I'm looking in your eyes. Vibe is the realest, I know you feel it. It's a vibe, different vibe. It's my vibe, nigga, all the bitches like it.
Okay, so I got the ambience, it's where I want it. And if you get paid, it's solely based on your performance. My ego is enormous like my crib in California. If you ain't got no heart, man, you're gonna need a donor. Now I said I'm from the corner of the ATL. Well, we got that clientele, avoid paper trails. Broke so many bells down that I'm shell sharp. A hell Glock sold rocks by the mailbox. Got a vibe, make a yellow chick turn the neck. Got a vibe, make a cougar wanna spin a check. Got a vibe, make an Asian wanna bash. Got a vibe, make Italian want Versace. Carbon copies get declined, I'm the pioneer. Beat that pussy up, I need riot gear. Any volunteers, gas in a Ziploc. Now that's loud and clear, this one out of here. This is our year.
That's a vibe, that's a vibe. That's a vibe, oh that's a vibe, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. That's a vibe, yeah, yeah. It's a vibe. Am I your type? Pussy tight. Maybe I'll spend the night, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. That's a vibe. That's the type of shit I like, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe. It's a vibe. That's a vibe. Oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, you know what that means. Yep, you guessed it. It's a Drip the Mic day. The author Hessian got his love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day-inducing diatribes that could make a life change. And if you ain't gang gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge maintains by overstanding what's understood so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the Mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the God is love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide, and please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host God is love in the building. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of the Author's Lounge, presented by Drip the Mic. Call in 646-378-0355, press 1 to speak. And tonight we have a great show upon us tonight, two dynamic authors. But first and foremost, I want to introduce my co-host, Miss Goddess Love. How are you?
Hey, 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 hey now. I'm back, y'all. You know, I love that intro. I don't know what it is about hey, 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 but it gets everybody's attention. That's my little signature thing right there. I hope don't nobody steal it. But hey, y'all, what's up? Hey, bro, how you doing?
We're going to have to get that copyrighted.
Absolutely, absolutely. How you been? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just chilling, girl, busy. Oh, my goodness.
I know you are, and I see you got that soundtrack popping.
Yes, that's going to be fire. And I'm doing it totally different than a soundtrack that's ever been done.
I really like the fact that you are using independent artists. Like, I love that, you know? Mm-hmm. That is so great because they get exposure, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for everything to come into fruition so I could start, you know, doing my promotion for you. I don't want to do it too soon because, you know, it'll get lost in the shuffle.
But you know what's so funny? It's not only going to be independent artists. It's going to be poets on the soundtrack as well.
Oh, some spoken word?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be so fire. That's going to be fire and very different. Mm-hmm. I like that. It's kind of giving me... what's that movie? Love Jones vibes. Like,
uh-huh.
I'm kind of feeling like, you know, something like that. Okay, all right.
I'm gonna have a poet open. I'm gonna have a poet closing. And you know, my CEO is gonna be doing the introduction to the soundtrack.
What better voice?
Mm-hmm.
That is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Wow, I'm so excited for you. We have a great show, too. We have a great, great show tonight.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Well, let me introduce the first author of the night. Her name is Michelle Kahn. She's an inspirational author, business owner, podcaster, live show host, writer, and an upcoming radio show host. She has a great passion for writing, and she truly loves what she does, and that is writing. Michelle wants to inspire and be an inspiration to people of all ages everywhere. Michelle wants to make a great positive impact on the world. So introduce to the mic, Miss Michelle Kahn, or Kane. I always get names wrong, so you're going to have to fix that for me, miss.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. How
great.
Welcome.
I'm doing great.
Thank you for the opportunity. You're so welcome, and thank you.
So, your last name, is it Kahn or is it Kane?
Kane.
Ah, gotcha. I had to get it right because I don't want to pronounce your name wrong all night long.
Because he will. Okay, he will.
You know how y'all women are about names.
That's right. You got to get it right because, you know, if we on the airways, we want to make sure that it's right for the people that's listening. So when, you know, we get done, they can go and get them books, you know, and go get it popping. But they need the correct pronunciation, sir.
Totally agree.
You know what?
I don't want to beat you up.
Women tonight.
I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to beat you up, bro. I know it's a little thing you got going on. It's okay. It's okay.
So, Ms. Kane, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am an inspirational author, writer. Like you said, I have a podcast. I also have a live show on Facebook called The Author's World. I also am working on my second book, which is Christian Inspirational Writings 2, which I'm doing a collaboration with my father. He's helping me with this book. So me and him is writing the book together. I'm also working on a radio show. I also added a segment to the Author World show called Inspirational Moments with author Michelle Kane. So
okay.
I'm pretty much busy in between everything.
Okay. So tell me, what is it like writing a book with your father?
I went to him and I asked him about doing a collaboration on my second book, and my father, first of all, he hesitated the first time I asked him. But when I went back and asked him again, he decided to write a piece in the book. Writing with my dad, I'm very close to my daddy. I'm a daddy's girl.
Uh-huh.
And with him writing with me in this book, I'm very excited and happy about him writing a piece to go in the book. He's going to write about olden times, how it was to grow up in the olden days, way back in the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Your father got some big rough hands, don't he?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Lord have mercy. That's some working hands. My daddy got them hands. I be like, boy, my daddy hands, my uncles and uncles. I'd be like, woo.
Ain't nothing like some big working hands now.
Girl. When they get a hold to you, though, that's the worst.
Well,
yeah.
you got to get one that ain't going to get hold to you. You know, you got to get one that's going to go out there and build you something and fix some stuff up in the house.
Yeah, they do that, too, but I was a bad kid now.
Yeah, I got into some stuff sometimes.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
So tell me, what was your inspiration and that made you want to start writing and to write a Christian novel?
I started writing this book. Well, the book, I started writing it when the pandemic first started, because
mm-hmm.
I've been watching the news a lot and how people lose their jobs and family losing homes and don't have food and can't pay their bills. And I wanted to write this book to inspire and to encourage and motivate them to, you know, keep going. Don't give up. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on yourself. But just keep pushing forward, because better days are coming. And also, I wanted to let them know, you know, you want to start that business or you want to write a book or whatever, on the other side of fear awaits great potential and blessings for you, but you just have to step out on faith and go get it.
That's true.
Right. That's right. And I think I think a lot of people today, after going through so much with the pandemic and losing so many loved ones and friends, they need something like this at this present time.
Yes,
so I think the book coming out, you know, is coming out in perfect timing, you know, so a lot of people need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to rewind a little bit. I want to know who you are. Give us a little insight of your upbringing and the people that inspired you to do what you are doing as we speak right now. I want to let the people know who you are.
Well, my upbringing, I was born and raised in a town called Papillico, South Carolina.
Ooh,
that's a little country. Ooh, that's the name again. It's Papillico, South Carolina. It's a little country town.
Y'all had one street light then.
Yes.
And it's probably a dot on the map. You can't even find it.
Yes, it's a little country town. And it was known for selling mules, and it has the nickname Mule Town.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord, how much?
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, I know,
so
that town
raised
smell too.
Girl, they had you outside working, didn't they?
No, I ain't never did no hard work like tobacco fields and all that. I ain't never done it.
Oh, so you can cook them pies that Martin Lawrence was talking about then, can't you?
Yep. Yes.
I knew it.
but I was raised there, and growing up, I'm a church girl.
Okay.
I grew up in church. My dad's a preacher, mom missionary. So
mm-hmm.
I grew up in church all my life. I really didn't get into my writing until after I graduated high school. And when I graduated high school, that's when I tapped into my gift of writing. And I started doing it as a, you know, like a hobby leg.
Yeah.
But as I got older, and I continued writing in between, because I started going to college online. So I had to write in between my classes.
Mm-hmm.
But I really started writing the book when the pandemic started, and I've been continue writing ever since.
Wow. So you're a new author.
Yes, my book came out around the end of April of this year.
Oh, well, that's great. Hmm. So you down there. So what, is your father still preaching?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, is he? Does he have his own church down there?
He was a pastor.
Your father's one of them old school pastors, huh?
Yeah, he old school.
He get down and get it. Oh, I like that. That's what I grew up in church in. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the same thing. Like, my church home back in Jersey, and my cousin, who's also a bishop, they be traveling to South Carolina. I wonder if they've been going to that church before. Have they ever been to his church? What's the name of his church?
He used to pastor a church. It was called Shiny Light.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to find out, see if Bishop been down there or if Pastor been down there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, that's good. Wow, she's a new author. So did you find it difficult to start, you know, getting people to take interest in your writing?
No, not really, because when I started posting some of my writings on social media, a lot of people took interest to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, when I started posting my writings, they asked me, when are you going to do a book? Is you going to put that in a book? You need to write a book. So they took interest to it, so they kept pushing me and pushing me until I finally did the book. So they really took interest in my writing.
What difficulties did you find yourself having in this process?
The difficulties was sometimes I had what you would call dealing with writer's block. Because sometimes I would write so much one day, and then other days I'm sitting at my desk like, okay, What am I supposed to write, D? I couldn't think of nothing, nothing at all. So that's why sometimes I would have to close the book and walk away from it and just sit and meditate and think and then come back and write. But on some days I can just write continuously, and then some days I would just have to, you know, walk away from it, then come back and continue writing.
That kind of sounds
can I
like
a problem. Question?
Oh, we have a question? Sure, put them through.
Yeah. Can I piggyback on that question? I thought that was a very good question, God is love. And I just wanted to piggyback on top. Sorry for being rude, but
I was just always interested in
you. I was totally interested in you. And the information I was getting was just, I was like, wow, okay, this is some good information. So if I could just kind of piggyback, and I'm sorry, my name is Aziz. I'm the CEO. Just Mike, I don't mean to just be rude and interrupt your interview, but I found it to be very interesting. So I just wanted to ask you a question when she was asking about the writer's block. So could you go on to give like the listeners or people like myself some like input on your like your setting, your writing setting, where you can be more creative, where you're at peace, where you can focus, where you can you know, what is that like for you? What is that setting? What are you doing? Are you you know, chilling in the dark, you know, just maybe typing on your phone or your computer, or do you light candles? Do you have a ritual? What is it that helps you avoid writer's block and things of that like that, and put you in the best setting to put out your best material?
What I do, that's a good question. What I do is I go, my writing space is in my room. I have my desk in a corner. And I close my room door because I don't want no noise, no distractions. Mm-hmm. And I get to my desk, and I'm typing on my laptop. And I also would take my headphones and listen to music because a lot of times music will help me and inspire me to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps a lot. But I mainly stay in my room. I close the door, no distractions, no noise. The TV is cut off. Sometimes I cut the phone off and just use my laptop and my headphones and music, and it just flow. The inspiration just flow.
Wow. Okay. Now, with being a creator, I know a lot of times, those things may, you know, things may just pop into your head as a creator. You know, you sometimes you can't dictate when those juices are going to just start flowing. So you just get an idea, and you may just, you know, start off on that. But barring that situation, is this time, is it a scheduled time that you have every week or whatever the case may be? Or is this like, okay, this is a good time for me to write? How does that work? In other words, do you schedule it, or does it just come as it comes?
Well, it just comes as it comes, because I try scheduling it, but even if I'm just say like if I'm not home or if I'm sitting in church, I could sit in church and I could hear something, and I have to have a piece of paper and a pencil by me, because if I hear it in my ear, I have to write it down. Because if I don't, I'll forget it. I'll say, well, I'll write it later, but then I'll forget it. So it just comes. I don't have a schedule. It just comes, because when the inspiration hits, I just begin to write.
Right.
Oh, sorry for interrupting your interview, God is love. You were doing such a wonderful job, but I was into it. I forgot where I was for a minute. I'm sorry. I forgot I was working.
That's okay. That's all right with me, because what you did was you followed up with the questions that I was going to ask next. What did she do to, you know, to break the writer's block, her setting, everything. But, you know, it's interesting that, you know, I can really relate to everything that she says, because I'm the same way when I'm writing, and I try to schedule it as well, and it just doesn't work to schedule it. You know, when the inspiration hits, it hits, and I do the same thing. Instead of a piece of paper, I put it in my phone real quick under my notes, and I write it down. Yep. Like, okay, I gotta repeat that. And that could be the reason why I have about 20 books not done.
Girl, what are you doing? No, let me stop.
Brother Hez, is it the same way with you, bro? I mean, do you?
No, I've never heard writer's block. No, because
I'm
not gonna write. I don't write unless I get an urge or like something that I'm really, something hits me. It has to hit me. And when it hits me, I'm full speed ahead. I see it. And it just goes boom, 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 boom. And I don't stop until I finish that book because I still got all the thoughts, all the imagination in my head, and it won't stop. And I'm like, boom. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Like my last book, I wrote the whole book on my phone.
Wow.
On my cell phone.
All right. Well, I mean, I really appreciate y'all letting me be rude and just come in and get that nugget of information. But yeah, y'all know I sit here and I write down. You know,
see, my writer's block hits when I'm idle and I'm not doing nothing. And I'm like, dang, do I need to write another book or what? You know, I don't want. What am I going to write about? What do I need to write about? And then, like, it'll be somebody, they'll be talking about, man, I want to write a book or something about this, and bam, they'll give me the idea. Thank you for that idea, sir. I'm about to use that shit right there.
My third book
was like that. We was in a writing class, and the lady was like, can you come to the writing class? I was like, man, I don't really want to do this. I'm already got two books in, but she's like, you can help me out. I was like, okay. So this dude, he was struggling trying to write a book, and he was writing about his homeboys and boom, 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 boom. I said, shh, watch me do this. I didn't feel his idea, but I was like, I'm going to show you how to do it.
He inspired you?
He inspired me, and I wrote a whole book about me and my homeboys hanging in the hood. Just like that. It took me 2 weeks, in and out, and I was done with the book.
I mean, I've heard one-liners. Wow. I've heard one-liners turned into a whole movies or whole novels or whole creation just from one line. I mean, even Jay-Z says it to Nas in one of his songs. You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song. So, I mean, that's something
well,
that's
no,
been
well,
that
I,
going on
that I
going on for the longest.
Well, yeah, I guess you're correct in that because, you know, my book that I'm writing now, I actually wrote the whole book based off a title of a song and watching the video.
And
it was India
Irie's
Steady Love.
And see, I think I'm a different kind of author because I write my books on life experiences and what I be doing. So it's not that hard.
Yeah. But
now,
like sometimes it'd be one of those one-liners that tells you that life experience, though. Sometimes you'll be like, you know what? I do that exact thing. I just never have thought to put it in those words or say it that way. I mean, how many times have we said that listening to stuff? So, and a lot of those one-liners define our life experiences, and that's and sometimes that may be what it takes to open up. Juice
and believe me, I have a lot of stories.
But you know what? I'm gonna get out off of here. I don't want I'm going back in the background, guys. I'm so sorry again, once again, but this is a dope interview, so I'm going to get back
here. Hey, I got it. You're going to be okay. I grew up in a church too, miss. You're going to be all right tonight, Miss Michelle. I got you. I'm just a prodigal son, though. I'm going to let you know now. But it's all good because It is truly a blessing to even just be able to put your story out there and be an inspiration to others. And what made you decide that you wanted to do your podcast and the radio show?
The podcast first came about before I thought about writing the book because the podcast has the I did all my writing on the podcast. Everything that's in the book is on the podcast. So the podcast came first before the book. And with the radio show, I wanted to also do that because I want to keep people inspired and, you know, just to keep them motivated to keep going. You know, don't give up, because quitting is not an option. And never drop your gift, because you never know who you can inspire or who you can help with your story or whatever gift that God has given you. So I always tell people, to never drop your gift.
That's a good nugget.
So tell us about your podcast. What is it about? And the radio show. What's that going to be about?
The podcast is the Positive Inspirational Talk Podcast with Michelle. The podcast consists of, I was just on there and I was doing a lot of my writing. I was reading a lot of my writings on the podcast. It's just a podcast just to inspire, because I believe that's the gift that I was given, to inspire, you know, just to inspire and motivate.
I want to come
and
on
encourage.
There. I behave.
Okay, we'll hook up.
You got to do some pre-screening with him. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Don't listen to my co-host. Don't listen to her.
I'm just messing with you, but you know, I was still doing pre-screening. Knowing what I know, yes.
I'll be perfect for your show, then. Perfect. Because God don't like ugly.
He ain't not pretty. Let's not forget that part.
He said, I didn't come to save the righteous. I came to save the sinner.
True.
Miss Kay, do you plan on getting a website where you could put your books on? Are your books on Amazon, or do you have a website?
My books are on Amazon. They're also on Barnes and Noble and Books a Million.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this: you know, being that you're doing inspirational and inspirational quotes and things like that, today what's trending is Audibles. You know, audio books. A lot of people are getting into that. There's a huge market for it because people are listening. They rather, you know, put their headphones on, go for a walk, or
They're lazy.
No, some people have busy lives and they don't have time to sit and
they're
read
lazy.
And read a book.
They're lazy.
I would not say they're lazy. You know, you have a lot of people who like to read and just cannot find the time during the day to do it. So they like to put on their
headphones.
You
can't learn by listening, but if you read, you can learn.
Cooking. Listen, I'm not paying him no mind. I'm a promoter. You know what I'm talking about. Okay? I ain't paying him no mind. I'm trying to tell you what he's telling me. Listen, people want to cook and listen to their books. They go for a walk. They go into a grocery shop and they're listening. So it's a new market for it. And a lot of people are starting to do it. You ever thought about maybe putting your book into audio form?
Yes, I'm working on it now.
See?
To put it in an audio book. Yes, I'm working on it. It's in the process.
And let me ask you, what was your reason for making that decision?
Just like you said, I thought about it. A lot of people, you know, they may read the book, but on the go, like they're driving or they're on vacation, and a lot of people don't like to tote a lot of books with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll give them something to listen to.
Well, yeah, they'll listen to audio books, but if they listen to that dude, what's his name, Dirk Jawan, whatever you call it, what's that dude that, y'all know, the relationship guru?
Who?
Oh,
Dirk Jacks. That's his name, Dirk Jacks.
Not a relationship guru. This is not the show for that, because, you know, we can go on and on about Mr. Jacks, okay? But a relationship guru, he is not. but that just proves my point to you, bro, that, you know, she decided to turn her books into audiobooks because some of the reasons what I said, not because they're lazy, because it's a market for it. People really, you know, want to go.
We have a lazy society now. Like you said, your daddy works with his hands. Nobody's working with their hands nowadays.
Well, we
nope, they're not.
I mean, no. But that's what they work with our hands for, so we wouldn't have to work with our hands, right?
I get where you're going, but you know, in 2021, with so much movement going around, listen, everything, I really truly believe that the reason for the pandemic was because God said, sit down, slow down. It was so much going on in the world. It was just too much chaos. We needed to shut down for a minute. We needed to do that.
Yeah.
And because what came out of that is a lot of appreciation for the simple things. Getting back to
what they went crazy when they came out of the pandemic.
Yeah, people were they went crazy because guess what? They loved to be outside in the fresh air with something that they didn't appreciate before. You didn't think about people didn't get up in the morning and thank God that they was going outside to go to the grocery store. They was not doing it. But guess what? After you sat down for a minute and when you went to that grocery store just to go get that loaf of bread, when you walked out that door, you said, thank God I could go to the store.
Absolutely.
We needed to sit down for a minute. It was too
much.
Well,
where I'm at, they didn't sit down. I love my co-host. That's why we get along so well.
I love you too. You know, you're just a mess. Somebody needs to lay some hands on you.
Ma'am, do you see how my female friend feels?
I love y'all personality.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, what he say in the beginning of our intro? You the quarterback, right? So what does that make me? I don't know, the receiver of somebody. I think I'm the receiver of you the quarterback. Or I don't know. Whatever it is, you pitch and I hit it. There we go. We go do with the baseball. Pitch it.
Miss Michelle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're also talking to the 5-star reviewer and promoter, Miss God is Love, as well on the phone.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you want to talk about me, talk about me. Let's talk about my 12-time bestseller books.
That's right. Yes, there you go.
Talk about me.
You make sure you holler at her to put your book out there to the world.
Absolutely. Our motto is maximizing your exposure, because the more you're out there, the more people will gravitate to you. But it's a whole slew of things that you would need to do. But you can find out what you could do, because I wrote a book on it on Amazon. It's a promo guide to promoting on social media. So all the tips are in there, and I even got some recommendations in that book, like if you're looking for an editor, a graphic designer, other promoters outside of myself, because I wanted to show everybody love. So I didn't just put myself in the book as the only promoter. There's other promoters in there if you want to, you know, get a promoter or editor or, you know, things of that nature. So it's a good book to have, but it's not under Goddess Love. It'll be under LaShonda Overy.
Herethebomb.com.
I try, but you the bomb too, and we get bomb guests like Michelle Kane.
Yes.
Ooh, thank you so much.
And she's doing it all. She's a radio show, a podcast, and a book, an inspirational motivational speaker. How do you fit it all in your schedule? Like, how do you do it?
Wow. Well, I just I have a calendar, and that's how I keep up with everything. I just use my calendar. It keeps me organized, and so I won't confuse my date and cross dates to anything. So my calendar helps me out a lot.
Well, you need to help me out a lot, because
I know why you were going to say something, because you need help.
Yes, I do. I've been forgetting everything. They be like, you're supposed to do a show tonight. I'm like, oh, for real? Okay.
He's so bad with, you know, keeping up with his stuff. I would help him, but I got so much other stuff. I know it's difficult to do it. I know it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, how do you fit all of that in one, you know,
so
in one thing?
Do you work a full-time job?
No. I'm doing my book and my radio shows and live shows. I'm doing all of that.
That is a full-time job.
You're doing right. I want a full-time job and another job at the same time.
That is
at the same time.
That's a lot.
Mhm.
So tell us the name. Tell us the names of your books and where we could get them, and give us all of your, you know, social media information where people can find you.
Okay. My book is Christian Inspirational Writings. The book can be found on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and Books a Million. Also, if you want an autographed copy, you can inbox me, and I can get that book to you. Follow me on social media. You can follow me on my Facebook page, The Author's World. You also can follow me on Instagram at Christian Inspirational Writing. You also can follow me on Instagram at Christian Inspirational News.
Wow, you're all over the place. Well, that's good, though, because, you know, you have different platforms. That's very good when it's coming from a promotional standpoint to have different platforms. That's awesome. What else you got? You got anything else you got to say, bro?
I'm going to be quiet. But Michelle, everything that you're doing, I think it's so awesome because it gives back to the culture that we're trying to build, and that's to get them inspired to, you know, do different things. You know, you don't have to be a basketball player, football player to make it in the world today, because this is America we live in. A guy used to tell me, it's plenty of things to do. It's plenty of money flowing around.
Mm-hmm.
And just to do something different and to be an inspiration to others and to just inspire, and then you're doing it. I love that.
Thank you so much.
And I will be reaching out to you because I'm coming on your show. My my Facebook is Hezekiah Morris. That's my Facebook.
He is so serious.
I'm serious. I'm being serious.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and we're gonna chop it up. you know how the old people used to say, "Grease my back, I grease your back."
One hand washes the other. It's called networking.
Yes.
We're networking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
definitely networking.
Yes, definitely keep doing what you're doing, and it's going to all work out.
Absolutely.
That's because this is what she's here to do. She just got into her writing, and the type of writing that she's doing, this was her calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started out being a Christian writer, but they didn't want that. They wanted. They was like, "Yeah, we like that, but you tell a real story." Let me tell you. I'm gonna be good tonight. I said I'm gonna be good tonight. Yeah. So, please keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. It was so great having you on our show tonight, though.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I enjoyed the interview.
Oh, we enjoyed you so much.
And Michelle, I know you were comfortable.
Yes.
I see
everything
you smiling
was
all
awesome.
The time, too.
Yes, I was.
But I want the information on your father's church, too, because I'd like to visit one day.
Okay.
And listen, he's serious, too, because he's a traveling man. One day you'll look up and he's sitting right there. In the pew. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. You have a great night. Thank you.
Enjoyed you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, too.
Good night. Well, bro, that was a good interview.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm definitely going to South Carolina, too.
You're going to do what?
Go to the sticks.
Oh, don't get stuck out there now.
I don't know. I might find me old church girl there.
Oh, Don't do it.
No, I'm going to behave. I'm going to be good. My girl will kill me if I go to the sticks. What you going out there for?
Nope, exactly.
Not going.
No, be good because I can already see it. It's going to be the next book, Church Girl Gone Wild.
Down in the sticks.
There you go. That's the title right there, Down in the Sticks. And I want to say something else to add a tagline, but I'm going to be quiet. It would have to be an erotica book, okay?
Hey, girl, church girls get down. Let me stop being.
Y'all, y'all need your help. I'm going to pray for both of you. Both of y'all need.
Yes, we're going to meet.
That's all I got to say. All
right.
Both of y'all is crazy.
Pull it together. Because I know he over there thinking. He over there thinking. That's why he ain't saying nothing.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I just gave you your title. Down in the stick. Down in the stick with the big long flip.
Oh, Lord, girl.
Erotica, a sexy erotica, and we can't make that no movie. But I'm just
that'll
saying.
Be the bestseller, though. That can be a movie
It'll be the bestseller. Listen, I gave you the title. That's your inspiration. Write it. you know I can't write it. Everybody know I'm scared of the erotica. Ain't no, that is not a secret. Everybody know God is love is scared of the erotica, which is
come on over to the other side.
Now, I ain't say I was scared of the erotica per se, but I'm scared to write it.
you know what? It's kind of hard, but it's easy because once you get to think about it, you're like, I'm gonna put this down. But when you send it to your editor and they send it back, you're like, oh my God.
I
was thinking.
I'd be so bashful, and I'd be so shame. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like, because I'm private. So that kind of like writing an erotica is like exposing me.
Yeah,
so.
You got to put yourself out there, and that's what I hated. That's what I was like. I was like, okay, I know my name and I know what I did, but I want to keep it secretive. You need to put that out there. Okay, here you go. Boom. And they loved it.
Well, I do in my books, in every book actually, there's a part of me in every book. Mm-hmm. If you really know me, you'll know which character is probably me. I just don't get so into the details with the, you know, the sex part. I don't know.
That's what I did. Like, my first three books, I gave them, like, a one-liner of the freaky part of me. But I cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friends were like, no. We want you to talk about freaky Zeke. I'm like, no. They're like, yeah. You know, I was like, okay. And, like, I still didn't give them the book that they wanted.
Because
I refused to do that. But I gave him the book on what I was dealing with at the time.
Right.
You know, it's three women, boom, 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 boom. Hey, we had a good time. Let's do it. Let's write the book. Write the book.
Well.
And it was so funny because, like, I actually had to deal with the one I wrote the book on. She was like, let me read it. I was like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
You actually told me, listen, I have characters in my books that are based off people that I know in some situations, but I haven't told them that. They have to figure that part out themselves.
We were sitting across the table from each other. She said, So she read it. She was like, I ain't going to say the word. She was like, oh, I want some money, too. Even here, she was like, okay. She was okay with it. I was like, yeah.
No, I try to disguise mom a little something. Let them figure it out. The ones who really know are like my best girlfriends, because my first book is basically about me and my girlfriends, but you have to figure out which one is me. My girlfriends know just from reading the book. They're like, oh, bitch, this is you. And this is me. You know, but, like, you know, you have to really read it, you know, and know me to know who is me. But I don't know. Erotica,
like, the hardest book that I'm ever working on is the one I'm working on right now. Because
why
I definitely got writer's block. But as I'm going through the experience while I'm writing it, it's like, oh, yeah, okay. More fire for the ammunition. Because as I'm writing this book, I'm going through the experience now.
I was going to ask that. I was like, so you're going through the experience as you're writing it. So it's not really writer's block. It's like waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah. And, like, she'll throw me some lines, and I'm like, okay. Because it's coming from two people's perspective. It's hers and mine. So she's like the co-author, and I'm the author.
Rewind. So you she's the co-author, and y'all going through the same thing that y'all writing about?
Yep.
Oh, this sounds real personal.
It is. And it's juicy.
That's
yes, sir.
I'm sorry, did I say that? Oops, I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You here now.
Did I say that out loud? My bad. I'm going to go back to my corner. I'm going back on mute.
He ain't even got a question. You know what?
At the same time, we kept arguing about different situations. I was like, hey, let's make a radio show about it, so I ain't got to argue with you about it.
Right.
So we get
other people's opinions. That's actually pretty dope.
It really is.
I said, I'm not going to argue with you. Like, we're getting into this political argument. I'm like, over politics. And it's like, we're breaking up for real.
Wow.
I said, we're just going to make a radio show. Let me call my CEO.
So y'all
going to do a radio show together?
Yep.
Are you going to take call-ins, questions, and things like that?
That's
the main thing about it. That's what we want, call-ins.
Yo, I think that,
I'm
going to
be on the horn every week.
Would be dope. I think that would be dope.
I'm going to be on the horn every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's going to be dope.
Because I always have a man's perspective, and I'm like, you know what? Forget her. And she's like,
it's like you're going to be just basically like you'll be having a straight up point of view type of show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it don't have to be a battle of sex. It could be who's right or who you think is right, who you think is wrong type of thing. And with male or female, you don't have to be male to agree with you. You could be a female that agrees with your point, or you could be a male that agrees with her point or whatever.
Right.
I think, you know, that would be a good way to have a call.
And we'll talk about kind of its current events, like a killing happened, a dude is sitting in the car and a killing happened, and we'll argue over that because I'm like, he shouldn't make the right move. Well, why should he make the right move? And then we'll argue about that all night. I said, you know what?
Yeah, so we'll have a certain amount of callers call in, and we'll get a certain amount for each side of the argument. Because if we just let all callers call in, man, that show will go all night.
We're gonna have to do that because I'm telling
we
you,
have make five.
This woman pro, right here, oh my god!
Yeah, have five for pro and have five for con. You know what I mean? No matter what. what sex you are, you have a point of view. So these would be your two point of views, and those are the only two available point of views. You can't come in with a whole another point of view. You know what I'm saying? These are the only two point of views we're offering to hear your opinion on. Let them call in and comment on that point of view, and then we'll see what happens at the end of the show. And we take it from there, and we do that every week. And I think that would be it. I think that would be a dope show.
And the funny thing about it, she's like, "Well, my name is going to be Delilah Eve." I'm like, "Huh? What the hell?" So I had to think about that.
I got a vibe. If I don't do this, I have an issue soon. So hold on. Somebody has something to say. I haven't talked to her or anything like this, but I just know she has something to say. What do you got to say, babe?
I'm listening, and I kind of caught the tail end. What I got? I'm sorry. Hey, everyone. Hey. I'm sorry. I came in. That is so rude of me. I'm so sorry. Well, what I'm saying is, it sounds like it's going to be one hell of a show. Now. When do we go ahead and start doing the show? We're starting this next month? We're doing this when?
No, it's going to be soon.
I'm jumping down.
It's going to be soon. We're still working on the details.
Did I jump the gun? I'm sorry.
We're working on it. We're working out the kinks because when we're coming hard.
Yeah.
She said, tell them I'm on vacation right now. So she's the evil one. So. I love her to death, but she's the evil
one. I am not the evil one.
I love her to death, but she's the evil one.
Thank you for...
I'm not the evil one.
She's the evil one.
I don't agree with that evilness, though.
Oh, wow.
See, we're having a show right now, pros and cons. See how that works? See?
Right. Like, I don't agree with that. What makes her evil? You're just pulling shit out the air. You know, she ain't evil.
Oh, wow. How about, okay, you know what? We need a whole another hour. Like she more. Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. One time, I woke up one morning.
See, you know it's a lie when he can't even get it out of his mouth.
I woke up one morning. I looked at her. I looked at her laying down in the bed. Still
asleep. Oh, you lied. You did not look at me.
I exit the bedroom, and I don't know how this happened, but she's out here feeding the fish. By the time I get out
now,
the bedroom.
He looked at me. He looked at me laying in the bed. Got out the bed, came out the room, and I was feeding the fish.
She was asleep. All of a sudden, she's in the living room. I open the bedroom door. She's right there. Scared the shit out of me. I open the door, and, like, she just standing there, like, all, like, woke. Like, it wasn't like she had just woke up and ran again. She was woke and refreshed and, you know, all of that stuff, so.
Had coffee in my hand and everything. How in the world did you see me laying in the bed? Sound like me, you the devil.
Bed. And I walked out here.
That was not a good example.
That is.
No, it wasn't. That was not a good example at all. How does that make
her
mean?
But it happened.
We are taking over the show. That's not what she really means, though.
That's not what she really means. She means let's go because you playing and pulling out business.
You know what kind of people you gotta be to be those powers? You ever do that? You know how many favors you have got to have done in the name of evil? To be granted that type of power.
I'm gonna say, well, hold on. I know how to end this. Bombshell.
Anyway. See, she threatened me with food. That's evil.
I am threatening you with food.
Bombshell is a restaurant.
I just get put on
Bombshell is a restaurant. Threatened with food.
I get put on restriction.
You can put on restrictions.
Can you think of anything?
Hey, see, I know you know evil about that. Restriction?
That's cool.
You know what restriction means, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't affect me. That doesn't belong to him. That doesn't affect me.
Oh God, you feel just like her. She said it doesn't belong to you. You don't own nothing.
That's right. I don't do no restrictions.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna get it when I want it. I don't care how mad I am at you. Listen.
The show is over. Thank you. Y'all come up. It doesn't belong.
It's mine.
That's the thing. Oh my God.
No. When you are married, his belongs to you and you belong to him.
Yeah, I'm not married. So,
so if one wants it, the other, yes, it does not. I don't know what a restriction is.
I don't know what that is.
Those words don't come to me.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all what it is, but just know I'm on restriction.
That's a shame. You got to get out the doghouse. Y'all about to get a show together. I hope y'all are really mentally prepared for this because y'all gonna be on the airways 2 hours arguing with each other. So when y'all get off,
I'm gonna go to bed and I ain't gonna talk to her till the next day.
Listen, I'm gonna love it because I'm gonna call in. I'm just gonna be dropping stuff that I go through. I'm just gonna be dropping little nuggets just to plant in front of their head and just make everything go left. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I'm just going back out the way.
Oh, don't do that, please. What, think about every it. Day I'm gonna be like, I'm
right
sorry.
Now, basically, like he did right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing. That's why I said I'm going to be on every week calling in, starting some bull crap like you do on Facebook.
Oh, don't do that. Please, I'm going to stay in restriction because I don't like to lose.
Yep.
I just went on a 2-day restriction. We ain't talking 2 days.
Anyway, it sounds like a good idea. Let's get back on topic. You do have guests.
Yeah, let's go. We got a next guest, too.
We got to go.
Yes, because we're going to get on out of the way. Please continue. So we'll get this other show together. But you know what? Matter of fact, I know she's been listening. So find out what she thinks about this because she gets some input. If she had to suffer through, like, our delusionalness here at Drifting Mike, you know, like, this is who we are.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
She
has every right to comment on us. So we're going to at least let's see what she got to say. All right, man. We're going to get out of the way.
Oh, Lord.
Good.
Gosh. Good evening.
It's always
she was like, I was going to comment on one of your shows because I thought that was some bull crap. I don't know where that woman came from. I said, why? She was going ham on me. She said, y'all need to be together. I said, ooh, okay.
You a busy man. A lot going on.
Leave me alone.
You got a movie coming out really soon. You about to do another show, plus this show, and another book coming out. You got a lot going on, bro. But we ain't going to talk about you no more because you know you always in the spotlight.
I know. Take me out for a minute. I need a break.
All right, so what are we doing? We doing our next guest or are we going to a break right quick? Which one are we going to do?
We got Elena Romana. Bring her on. Elena Romana.
All right, let's go.
No profile, no bio. Bring on.
Well, you know, listen, I was about to say, don't do that because
Hey, girl.
I'm here.
Welcome. Miss Goddard. Let me take over this right quick.
Go ahead. I knew it. Go ahead. You got it.
I've been listening.
Miss Elena.
Ilani.
Ilani. Where are you from,
yes,
Miss Elani?
Yes, Ilani.
Where are you from, Elani?
Originally, I'm from Southern California, but
mm-hmm.
I'm in Houston, in Texas, right now.
In Texas? I got a bone with Texas, too, miss.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. Where are you from?
Ooh. I'm from everywhere.
Okay, all right. I won't be quiet.
I can
come
from
out the water on me. Okay.
I can be from Cali. Mm-hmm. Throw it up. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. You got to dance. You got to dance with it, though.
Yeah. Miss Alani. So tell me, Miss Alani, why I ain't getting no picture or no bio?
Okay, I'm teaming with my pictures. I'm from California. It's hard to find us out there if you don't want to be found. I'm just messing.
California's
fair enough. She's incognito.
Yes, but pictures will come later. But that's actually my pen name, Ilani Roman, and I picked it to pretty much spare my family and friends.
You're supposed to share that with your family and friends. You're on the spotlight, girl. You're doing your thing right now. You're on the office line. Worldwide.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate being here with y'all for real. I really do. It's an honor. This is my first live, podcast, so I appreciate the love. I've been listening.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so thank you for, bringing me on. This is my first, so I'm excited.
You're nervous, ain't you?
Of course.
I can hear
it. But I feel at home,
You won't be for long.
Yeah, I feel at home.
It's all right. I'm gonna calm you down a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what. Next time, help me out a little bit, please.
I'll do that. I can do that.
Help me out.
See, I'm calm with it.
I don't ask for much. Just a little bit.
Okay.
I want to put you out there. I can't put you out there if I can't see you. But
I understand that. Okay.
It's all good, though. I mean, you got a voice, though. You sound like the voice.
Yeah, you're crazy.
So, go ahead and tell the world about yourself, and we're going to get into this interview. Are your family and friends listening now?
I hope so. I did send it out.
Okay.
And so hopefully I posted it on Facebook and some other channels. So
Facebook get to see you, but we don't get to see you. Okay. I'm going to leave you alone. Just tell us about it.
See, Facebook see all my books, though. That's what happens. So,
I ain't seen
no
new book.
But you are now. Now you know my name.
No, you ain't in the right places, bro. You ain't in the right places because I found them.
Well,
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to find the right places, but you just tell us who you are, what you're doing, and where you from.
Okay, so I'm Ilani Roman, and I grew up in Southern California, moved a couple places, as most people do. Found my way here in Texas, and the author thing had, it was a long time coming, basically. Like, everyday life for me and talking to family and friends and everything like that, they would always tell me, they're like, every time you talk to us, you're so descriptive. And I'm so long-winded. They're like, every time you send us a text, it's like a book. They're like, you need to put that stuff somewhere useful. I was like, okay, y'all just, They kept getting on me about it. And so finally, as far as, the author and, my books, I went that avenue probably, a couple years ago. So I'm fairly new. But before then, I actually got my start with poetry. And that was my first love, still is my love. But my oldest brother inspired that in me. So he was a poet. And growing up, I'm a fifth child of seven. And so everybody looked up to the oldest brother. You always look up to your older bro. And he was the one that really inspired me to get into poetry. He's like, you need to put your story out there. You need to put your experiences out there. And I never really, grasped onto until, just later on in life. And so kind of got out there a little bit, put some stuff out there. But I really have to say, there's just more that I wanted to do, more that I needed to say. And I just started exploring that, and that's kind of how Yolani Roman came about.
Yolani Roman. Okay.
Ten books. 10 books and counting.
10 books? You got 10 books and no picture?
I'm about to go crazy over here. I'm on the mic going crazy. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
Picture to follow. Soon to follow.
You got to get a picture, though, because you got people want to know the author behind the pen sometimes.
See, I'm an introvert, though, and that's something I really do have to get over, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. I can be the life of the party, but I am a little shy when it comes to, like, telling my story because, like, I hold these stories so close. And, you know, you put yourself out there sometimes, it's like you're putting yourself out there a little bit for scrutiny and everybody's eyes.
Right.
And so, you know, that's something that I am working through. And it was funny, I was listening to you, to everybody, and about, you know, putting out that real, real story.
Yeah, you put out real, real stuff. You're lying.
So, yeah, I do. So, if you know, everybody's on you. Everybody got layers.
I'm going to be on you tonight.
Uh-oh.
Put on that real, real stuff, and I ain't got no picture. I'm a mad author right now. I'm like a mad rapper right now. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to be easy.
Okay.
I want you to name your book. Name your book.
Let's see. So, well, I got a Kindle Vela out right now. Donut mm-hmm. and Kitty Litter.
Donut and Kitty Litter. How did you come up with that?
So,
I know.
All right.
Together at all. They shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
I know. And so that's what I love about
it. I get it, though. I get it.
Right. And that's what draws people to it. They're like, what in the hell is this?
I get it. Donut and okay. What's the next one?
So this is like my first time really trying to, you know, just stretch myself a little bit and write a rom-com. Never really, you know, that's just kind of like really not my thing, but I promised myself, I said, every idea is inspiration. And
mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to, you know, just cast it away like it was nothing. So when y'all was talking about ideas, right, leading to inspiration, I was like, I'm going to take this and see where it goes. I'm like, don't have to kill it.
Wow. What is it? What is
yeah.
the book? I got to know. What is it about?
Okay, so it follows a story of a successful businesswoman, basically. She's in a relationship, and it's one of those, like, everything's good on the surface, people looking in, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
we all know relationships are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So with her, she got the, like, almost she has, like, the perfect partner into where, like, they're both ambitious, you know, they're both, you know, climbing ladders, they got each other's back, but still, you know, that intimacy is, like, and the excitement of it. You know, you still want to chase somebody, even though, you know, you out the race. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's kind of like where she's at. And then, you know, she has a love for making gourmet donuts.
Yeah.
And, right?
That's
and
what it
outside
is.
Of her,
the bottom
yeah.
of the barrel.
And outside of, you know, her successful, like, career, it's like, you know, everybody always has this dream. Like, you have that one dream that don't make
right.
it. But so that's hers, basically. And so the story kind of follows, you know, whether or not, like, she's really going to just, you know, toss it all
right.
and go after her dream. And is she going to, you know, get that excitement that she really was craving?
So, Ms. Alani, what's your dream?
Oh, man. My dream. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good question.
You know what?
I'm going to say, what's your dream?
Okay. Shoot, get that bestsellers list.
I told you, I'm on you tonight. I got some questions for you. What's your dream?
Yeah. Well, it is to keep writing books, for sure. Like, I don't ever want to stop. You know, I had to overcome, like, some challenges physically, you know,
mm-hmm.
mentally, and, you know, been told some really hard, you know, shit that was just like, man,
yeah.
I should just stop. And,
mm-hmm.
So, for sure, it's just like, you know what? No matter what, I'm just going to keep going. So, that's my dream, just to keep writing books. like until I can't no more.
I mean, you did it. You 10 bucks in.
Right. Hey, hey.
You shouldn't be shy no more. You should be out there. You should be pushing your shit like, dude, I'm 10 bucks in. What the hell?
I'm right. trying to put them out there like Skittles, though. I'm trying to get it, y'all.
I know that is right. Okay? So,
yo, I'm going to be hurt tonight.
But I really do. One of my dreams, though, is to be able to give back. One thing that my mom said, y'all got to like, break me down. Cause,
you don't want me to break you down. I'll break you down.
Ah. But one thing that my mom
said. You got it, see?
So my mom, she was like I said, there's 7 of us. And that brother that inspired me actually committed suicide. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was deep. It was deep. So my mom was like, she told me, she's like, you know what? She's like, you're carrying on your brother's legacy. She was like, there's nobody else that writes in our family.
Wow.
And she's like, I'm going to need you. Right, to put that out there, because he didn't get to. So, yeah, so that's where I'm at. And hopefully one day I want to get like a, you know, like something to give back for new artists, you know, youth, troubled youth, you know, people dealing with, you know, like suicidal issues and things like that. Like, hey, you got hope. You got a place to go. And don't ever, you know what I'm saying, like give up on your dreams because somebody's out there rooting for you. So, yeah. But I do want that bestsellers list, though, y'all.
You know what, Ilana?
Yes.
You can't give up on your dreams either, and you shouldn't be shy, and you should show your picture.
Right.
Okay, you got me on that one. You got me. Okay. All right, family.
I just wanted you to laugh on this time because I feel what you're going through. You know, losing family members and losing people going through suicide and stuff. It takes a toll on you. Like I lost like one of my best friends that I grew up with and I hung with, I spent the night with over his house, and he committed suicide.
Yeah.
And it hurt. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, man, I wasn't there for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here doing my thing, and he's going through. And whenever he hit me up, I'm like, hey, what's up? Boom, boom, boom. But that's what it was, boom, boom, boom. So, I mean, I understand that. And it takes a toll on you. You know what I mean?
It does. But I have to say, like, that was one of the things, like, no matter how, you know, like, hard or tough life gets, you know, we living for those that, you know, went on before us. So,
right.
It keeps me pressing. It keeps me going. And that's, you know, really it's just, like, get my voice out there. I actually want people to read my stuff, honestly. And just, like, escape.
Right.
You know, have a moment where they...
I want to hear your voice out there. We want to see your picture out there.
He is going, how do you about this picture, okay?
He is. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be, on Book Rush making promos.
You're going to have to send him a picture because he is on it about this picture.
Yes.
But he has a point, though, because, you know, readers like to see the writer, and they also, like, that makes them feel like they're engaging with you, like today. Oh, today is your release day, isn't it?
It is my release day. Kendall,
oh,
yes.
Release day.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
What is it? Tell us about it.
So
she
the
just
first
told us
well,
about
the,
it.
It is, and I do have a second one. It's called The Violet Hood. So I put out two.
Oh, and you're a hood. Yeah, I need a picture.
Oh, Lord.
But hold on now. Hold on. I didn't put out the real yet. That's like it's a different hood. But, you know, the other one's coming soon. But, yes, I did. So it was exciting. It was challenging because, again, I'm not a episode or episodic, you know, however they call it, writer. But again, it was just encouragement. You know, you never know who your cheerleaders are. I've been told that too until you put yourself out there to, you know, be cheered on. So that's what happened. And, you know, people kept telling me, like, man, you write, like, you know, like I'm watching TV, or you need to put that stuff out there because it sounds like you're writing episodes anyway. You know, and I've been criticized, you know, back and forth. It's like, well, I write too short of, you know, books. Some people say I'm too descriptive, or some people just love it. So I just learned, you know, like I said, just going to keep putting it out there. And
you know what? Don't worry about what nobody say, because sometimes you just can't write a book this long, and sometimes your words are just the words that you have.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
That is so true.
I totally agree. Yep.
And if you make it too long, that means you're watering it down.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. That is true. And I've struggled, you know, sometimes, like, well, maybe I should add extra scenes. But honestly, for me, you know, I was listening to, you know, the guests and everything beforehand. It was just like, I get that. It's like the story, you know, has a beginning and an end. Yeah, it really does. And it's like I can't add to or take from, you know, in the times that I tried. It literally just, you know, stumped me. It just had me, you know, like, stuck. So I just got out of my own way. It was like, look, I don't know what to tell you, but
I
it's
feel,
like.
I feel like I'm writing a novella, and it'd be novellas. It'd be just.
Yeah.
Get it sent back 100 pages. Well, that's what they getting, because I ain't got no more in me.
I don't know if I could write a, I don't know if I could write a novella because.
Me either.
I talk a lot, and I'm very descriptive sometimes. And my books, all of my books are 150. I think my first book was 192 pages. And they all have been in that kind of range except for, like, my spiritual book and the promo guide book. But, you know, a lot of people are really into, like, your word count and how many pages you write in. And you see that all over, you know, social media. But for me, it's you just write what you write.
You know what I think that does? That scares people away from writing.
Right.
It does, because they think that they're supposed to write that many words. I'm like, dude, no. If I get 10,000, if I get to 20,000, my last book said 18,000. I said, well, you know what? I'm done. I gave you the beginning, and I gave you the end. I'm done.
You know, everybody's different. You know, everybody's writing style, and, you know, everything's different. But for me personally, I don't know if I could do it.
What I look like sitting at home typing and see how many words I type?
You'd be surprised at how many people. I've seen so many word challenges and page challenges on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I just can't get with that because I, like, let's do a 5,000 word. Listen, lady, I could probably do what I can do. I can't tell you that I can do that because if the story not flowing,
it's not
flowing. You know?
I'm going to give you the flow. I'm going to give you the beginning and the end. And if it say 10,000, that's what you get. But I guarantee you the book is going to be good.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's about the content. It's not about the pages or how many words you get. It's about the content.
Nope.
Right.
So that way, 200,000 page word written, and I'm like, oh, my God, let me skip to this end. I need to hurry up and catch this end. Because they've been grabbing everything on God's green earth.
So
out of your green with this and that. No, I don't understand that.
Miss Ilani, out of your 10 books that you've written, what would you say was your favorite? What's your baby?
Oh, man.
The one with the picture on the back.
Okay, he snuck me.
Not gonna let it go.
He snuck me. Okay.
Are you comfortable now? You're not sad no more, are you? You're not shy no more, are you? I told you.
Hey, okay. Okay, yeah, you did. It's hard to say because, you know, because, like, each book is so different. But there was this one, and it's called Mistletoe Hustle. And I ain't going to lie, Mistletoe Hustle.
Oh, my God. I got to see you.
And it was a Christmas story, but not really. You know, kind of one of those stories you can read throughout the year because it doesn't have, you know, like the traditional.
Right.
But it has that theme, and when I, what sparked it off was I was thinking like, man, I want to do something different, you know, like a different story. And then that's what popped in my head was like mistletoe. You really don't hear too much about mistletoe except for, you know, the kissing aspect and all that, which is cool. So I started researching mistletoe, and what like got my attention was it was like mistletoe is a parasitic plant. And I was like, what? So I kind of went off of that dark, because I have like a lot of like, you know, like sarcastic or like, you know, dark humor type
CEO
stuff.
Well, my CEO won't let me ask you your age, so I'm going to let you keep talking.
And so I did. That's what I based the story off of. It has paranormal in it. It has magic in it, because a lot of my stories have like a supernatural, some type of connection underlying, but I kind of based it off of mistletoe. It's like this family empire built off of mistletoe. And I guess I'll throw it out there. I named the mistletoe.
I like your idea. I like what you think about. I really like that.
I appreciate that.
You're different. You're really different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm catching that vibe, man. You're really different. And what you write about, you're passionate about it. You're just different.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't lie, though. You know, different growing up sometimes got me beat up and bullied.
Oh, Lord, how much? See, that's that Southern California.
But that's all right, though, because you know what? Now they're looking at you like, that's the same girl.
I want one of your books. How can I get one of your books? I want to read one of your books.
Okay, well, I can see you would, but I have them on Amazon. And also, I went through Draft to Digital, so, you know, it could be Kobo and all these other retailers, but
so,
all of them
are
on Amazon.
If I try to order it off Amazon, who do I order it on?
Ilani Rumi.
Okay. Let's make a deal now, because I ain't going to see no picture.
Oh, my Lord.
Ilani,
you walked right into that one, girl.
This is the author event.
See, this is the only podcast you will ever be on and you can feel this comfortable.
See, I'm not going to know how to act. Y'all just, you know, got me just wide open. I'll be like, that's not how we're supposed to do this.
You're going to be like,
what y'all talking about?
Oh, my God, I can't wait till this interview is over.
I'm telling you. Some bullshit over here. I don't know what y'all doing, but
okay, I'll be plugging y'all. Like, oh wait, y'all know about the Author's Lounge though. They were like, get this bitch off our show.
Do y'all know they say music too? Like, no.
Okay, why you wait though? Come on, so you get hype before you go old.
So listen, Miss Ilani sure did inbox me and was like, oh, this music is fire. So
I'll show you.
Hey, that's me.
I hope Hezzy, he picks all the music. He's such a genius at it. That's why I won't even touch it.
It was nice. It was a nice surprise. I was like, because, you know, I didn't know what to expect, like I said, you know. And I got on the line. I was like, oh shit, okay,
you're fine.
Okay, I can do this. It was good, y'all.
I told you was gonna have fun.
Oh man, you're gonna have some beach tonight. Gonna be beach mode tonight.
Yes.
I told you was gonna have some fun tonight, girl.
You did, okay, man. I appreciate it.
Let's lay back. And you'll have a good time.
Yeah, you sure did. And y'all have delivered.
My co-host, he has a special gift making everyone feel comfortable. Everyone just, I don't know what it is. He got the gift of gab or something. They just open up to him. And everyone that leaves here, they feel relaxed and they weren't nervous. You know, all the jitters leave, you know, after 5 minutes or so. So I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I want to know the rest of your title of your books, because you said you have 10. Now, we got the donut and the cat litter.
Yeah.
What's the titles of your other
and
books.
The cat litter.
Let me get that. Oh, oh, oh. Well, there's I'm working on a Chrome. It's called Chroma Chronicles. It's a sci-fi series, and it's based off of a world that's based off of color psychology instead of, you know, skin color. So it's called Chroma Chronicles. There's two prequels, Under Her Spell. That's the first one. And then there's Clouded Hearts, which is the second one. And then Yellow Ward is going to be coming out November 16th.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about that. That was a story that was in the making. I have four boys, and so they were younger. You know, my kids are, you know, young men now. But when they were younger, I was dropping them off at school, and, you know, my imagination ran wild. But anyway, I looked up in the clouds, and that's where I was like, man, I wonder, you know, what if there's, like, a kingdom of people that lived up there, but they were shifters. And, you know, like how we name hurricanes and stuff like that. Anyway, I won't get all into it. But so there's, like, a cloud kingdom kind of shifters that's in that story. So.
Oh!
So you got kids. You got the baby voice. Ooh. See? You ain't even got to send me no photo. I already know what you look like, man.
You don't. Get out of here. I'm not messing with you. I'm not
messing
with you. You crazy over there. You too busy worried about these pieces. I'm trying to get into this moment. Look, wait. I want to know. Look, I want to know because poetry was your first love, and your brother introduced you into poetry. Have you written any poetry books? Or do you do spoken word?
It's been a while since I've done spoken word, but I actually have. I used to go to, like, you know, just the open mics, some lounges and stuff like that. I did it on college campuses. But I do write poetry, and I write it under a different pen name because that's just kind of what I put out first, and I just didn't want to – well, you know, I have author friends, and, like, my sister's
so
like, well,
shy.
You want to write
– so shy.
So I wrote my poetry under the pen name T. Forrest, and so I forgot how many books I wrote under that one, to be honest, but I do have poetry books also that I hope to just bring in the fold and you know, you was talking about promoting. I need help.
It's always open. And before my co-host even asks, because I know he's gonna ask it, but I'm gonna ask first. You got a picture on that other pen name?
I mean, that's the only way.
Well, I put a baby picture on my first
book.
Oh, my does that
God.
Count?
Baby pictures? You're not a baby anymore. And you got kids. You're a grown woman. With the baby, you got the baby voice now.
I tried to help you out, bro. I was trying to help you.
But no, I didn't. I didn't.
Miss Alana.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, Miss Alana, we got open mic tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My CEO, I ain't going to call her CEO. I'm going to call her CEO.
First lady.
Hey,
first lady.
First lady is more prepared.
He has a
all
show
right.
tomorrow, open mic. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
As a matter of fact, right now, as we speak, I'm going to invite you to the open mic.
Oh, wow.
And maybe, you know, you can fly through.
Okay.
You know, and drip the mic a little bit. Drip the mic, you know, for some.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, girl, we ain't in the chatters now. We can't do this stuff.
Listen, put you out there, girl. You know how many people be listening? Somebody be going like, wow. Girl. And she was so dope. And, you know, you never know what can happen.
All right, y'all. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to listen.
She's like, all right, so y'all. Listen, you said you needed some help, right? We're promoting this to get you out there.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Like, I need to get out my little turtle shoe.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't need a turtle shoe. We don't do turtle shoes in this industry.
You got to get out there. Right.
We don't do that.
So we're going to be listening to her tomorrow. I'm
See, we the new wave. We the new wave. We're not 1950 no more.
Okay.
Right.
I hear that.
We changing the game. It's time to change the game. So you can't be shy no more.
Oh, man.
No. Don't be trying to hide, man. Why are you trying to hide? Can't do
that. I'm not, y'all. No, y'all right. You're right. No, I ain't gonna lie. Like, this is the most for real. Like, me coming on the show, so I appreciate it. Like, I knew it was so funny because when I seen God Is Love's post, I said, "Oh Lord, I gotta do it."
Did you see what I posted? Did you see what I posted?
Hold on. No.
Did you see what I said?
No.
Did you see what I said?
I did not.
I said she thinks she's shy, but she's not gonna be shy tonight.
Oh,
you had
said that?
Yes, that's what I said.
You had said that on the Facebook?
That's what I said.
Oh.
I said, since he want to send her bio in, she's not going to be shy after tonight.
Oh. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ain't shy.
Because I have faith in all my author friends and... It doesn't matter who, we're going to support you, and it's your time, so you're going to shine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that, y'all, for real.
Everything happens for a reason.
It really does, but y'all ain't going about to have me crying up on this show, though.
Oh, man, don't get me emotional. Oh,
come
man.
On now.
It's okay.
I got some dust in my eye. Man. I don't know. No, I do. I appreciate y'all so much.
So, give us a rundown of all your books, where we can find them. And I want to talk a little bit more about this new project you got coming up in November. How did you come up with that book?
Oh, okay. So, again, all my books are on Amazon. Ilani Roman is my pen name, so hopefully you put that in the search, you can find me. And all my books there. Like I said, I talked about the Chroma Chronicle series, but I have like Liberty Chosen. It's the political. I did a cozy called Hanging Off the Rack. And my first, my first step out there was a romance. And that's where my sis that pushed me out there, I just gave it to her so she could, she looked at it and she was editing it and she's like, wow, sis, you wrote that. She's like, man, that's real good. And so she actually helped me to get that first book out there. And that's kind of like how everything just kind of went after that one. But the Chroma Chronicles, again, it was, I always liked sci-fi. That's probably why I got beat up when I was little, because I was like geeky, kind of like that growing up. I love that sort of, vibe. And so, like I said, it was like that spark of looking up in the sky. And I was like, wow, I wonder if there's a kingdom up there. And that's literally what I said. What if there's a kingdom up there? Because people watch clouds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally just kind of, my imagination went from there. So what it is there's these, a society after everything just kind of crumbled and went to shit, basically. And they were gifted, like, the power to hold the balance of the universe. And that threw them at odds with a kingdom, that was created in the clouds. And so they, of course, want their power back. And so they're kind of at odds. And but there's this one, like, my main protagonist, because, I have boys, all boys. So I was like, man, I got to write a story, right, with the main character.
Right.
is a young man. And at times, mm-hmm. He seems immature, his feedback, he's like, but he's a musician, he's like the keeper of the knowledge of his people, because he's the museum curator, he writes the stories, and he's an artist, but he has a bigger purpose. And so it's kind of like his struggle or his battle, like, to find himself in this world. And the first book that's coming out is going to take him through all the different parts of the kingdom. And honestly, when I thought about, because, you know, like this chakras and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I really wasn't into any of that. But what really interests me was the color psychology. Like, everybody has a favorite color. It's like, why? You know, like, I love purple. Right. You know, what does purple say about you? You know, what does blue say about you? You know, whatever. And so I started just digging and researching, and it developed into, like, these different lands of, I was like, wow, what if, you know, of course, that utopia-type world of, you know, we're not seeing our skin color, but we actually, it's our personalities that we live by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where this story kind of gets its, you know, plots and twists and things like that. And so the ward part comes, of course, because I'm in Houston. You know, Houston has, you know, third ward, all the different wards. So that was just my little twist on, you know, putting it on these different colors. But he's pretty much going to go through, like, seven different I believe it is, like, seven different parts of the kingdom. And then my original idea, though, was, I don't want to give away too much, but if you think about a Rubik's Cube and how there's different colors on a cube, and then, so, there's a little bit of that in there, too.
Mm.
So the cube magic. Yeah, so, you know, the cube has all the different colors, just like color psychology and just like,
right.
you know, some of the, you know, Eastern and other meta, you know, type of religions of chakras. So I kind of just put it all together, and just, man, my imagination went wild, y'all. So some weird stuff going on, but I hope it's entertaining.
Listen, well, that definitely piques my interest, because I'm all into chakras. So
yeah,
I can't wait to read that in November.
Yeah, and you'll see, like, on my cover, I use some of the colors.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wow.
That's going to be awesome. And, again, happy release day, people. Don't forget the Gold Cop Her
Thank
book
you.
Today on Amazon yes. on her release day. Make it pop
please
today.
Please.
It's not over yet, people. It's still her release day.
Yes. Appreciate that.
You're so welcome. What's up, bro? What you over there doing, searching for a picture?
No, I'm just chilling. Letting her get her shine on. I'm going to leave her alone for she good. She good with me. She good. I'm just glad she had it. Enjoy. I'm going to tell you, you made me a little emotional, too, tonight, because you said you wanted to cry. So I just wanted to let you know, thank you for coming on the show. And that was our main purpose, you know, to get you out of yourself and to just let you have your time and your shine.
Right. I appreciate that. And, man, it's, you know, much needed. And I just, you know, honestly, like, I thought about it over and over, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. I can't think of a better time or platform or people to, you know, share it with. So, again, you know, for me, it's just, this is one of my dreams come true, you know, like being able to just come on and talk about what it is I do and have that, you know, that heartfelt talk with everybody, because, you know, that's just what I do. That's just how I write. It's how I live. So I just hope everybody feel that, you know, when they read something.
And you
it
have
really
an intriguing,
was.
You're very intriguing. You have an intriguing mind.
Mm-hmm.
So don't never stop writing, because your thoughts and what you write about is really intriguing, and it caught my eye. And I'm like,
right.
I like that. It's different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So don't never stop doing that. Because we need you to do that.
Right. Because, you know, the title of her book and the cover of her book, it caught my attention right away. As soon as I seen it, I was like, what is this about? Let me read the synopsis. This looks really interesting. It really caught my eye. And as a reader, I look for things that are different and not the norm.
Exactly.
So, you know,
I appreciate
that, really
that.
Caught my eye.
Man, because sometimes it does feel like, you know, I'm a little guppy, you know, swimming, trying to swim upstream. You know, there's so many books out there. So just to hear y'all say that really, really does mean a lot. So I appreciate that. Woo, man, y'all just don't know. I'll be over here in this little den, trying to be like, Lord, is anybody hear me?
With the kids? I didn't even think you had kids. I thought I was talking to a teenager.
Boy. Like, Jesus, okay.
Listen, you keep pushing, girl. You keep doing what you're doing because you're doing it right. You keep pushing.
All right. Okay. Thanks, sis. Man.
That's what we do. Encourage and uplift and push you through.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. I take it too,
right.
Boy. Thank you.
Wow, we had two, yo, we had some great, great, great people today, and you are, yeah, it's like an inspiration day because both of you ladies really inspired
yes.
me. I don't know about anybody else, but I've been inspired by you as well. So it's like today, I need it today. I need it today.
Yeah,
so
I've been inspired by y'all.
Today.
It's like full circle. It's just like going, passing around.
Right.
See, I'm not
right.
cranked up like this all the time. But my co-host said she really needed to have some time, and this was it. Hey.
Yeah, I did. I needed a little distraction today. You know, sometimes I got good days and bad days, and I've just been having
yes.
a bad few weeks. But
yeah,
You know, today you guys really, really inspired me, like, not just with your book, and how you came to become an author and who inspired you, but you also inspired me to keep pushing because if you can keep pushing, I can come.
Yes.
So,
I hear that.
You know, I'm really glad that you came on today.
Definitely, definitely. Me too. Again, I just can't say, you know, enough. Just, cause, you know, I still feel like I'm a new author because, you know, really I am, even though I have, you know, books out, but it's, I'm always eager to learn, you know, and just hear from everyone else and, you know, just keep, you know, I just keep feeling like that. Like, you know, once you discover one thing in the book world, it's like there's, or creative, you know, just being a creative,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's so many other things that you can do just to keep, you know, expanding on. So it's
right.
awesome, you know, to meet, you know, people like you all. It is inspiration. It really is.
And you're definitely an inspiration to us, too, and we really appreciate you. Uh-oh. I guess my co-host don't have it.
I'm right here.
I don't know. It sounds like you over there digging for pictures or something. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm letting you take the lead, you know?
You was all in before.
You know,
he's
it's
like,
top
nah,
of the hour.
We winding down. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We
winding down. Well, bro, do you have anything else you want to ask, Ms. Roman?
I don't. I just want to say thank you for coming on to the show. I'm glad you had a good time, man. Hey, that's what it's all about.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. It's been an honor.
Yeah, always.
It was an honor to meet you.
Yes, for sure.
For real, for real. Great girl.
But I did write something down. Can I just share
uh-oh.
It? Yeah,
oh,
I,
that's what I'm talking about.
It. Well, no. I ain't gonna do no open mic now.
I was hype.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess I could a little, but it was a quote that y'all had said earlier. Well,
okay.
it was a quote, but it had me. It made me laugh.
Hey, man,
and it said, "Thank you for the idea. I'm about to use that shit right there."
Hey, don't be good. Hey. There you go. You stealing from me. You're stealing from me. There you go. But I love it, girl. Hey, that's what we do, though. We authors. We got to take what we got to take. If they don't want
to
use it, why not us?
Oh, man.
If they're not
going to
use it, why not us?
I was dead over here. I said, oh, my God, that shit. Yeah.
In hindsight, after thinking about it, you know, and here we are talk about it, you know, I kind of agree. You're right, because some people do spit ideas out there, but they don't know
yes.
where to start. They don't know how to write when
yes.
to write. They don't know nothing. They don't know how to fill in the blank or nothing. So, you know, I get it. Yeah, thank you for that shit right there. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, it got to get written. Somebody got to write it. Not everybody meant to write.
Right.
So not everybody meant to write stuff. So, but, yeah, I had to write that down. I just had to do
that. Tell us yourself. What you do?
What you pick up
for them tonight? Well, I thought you was going to spit, son.
Oh, you want me to do like some poetry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Come on, girl.
So, all right, so this was...
I told you there ain't going to be no shy no more after tonight.
Man, boy, I'm like, woo-wee. Mm-hmm. Y'all going to have me assed out.
Yeah. I'm a B.A. Oh, I'm from B.A. That's what you wanted to know at the beginning of the show, right?
Okay. Man, I thought Callie was out there. All right. So it's called A City of Voices. And it was when, you know, everything was going on, George Floyd. And, you know, we always see stuff on TV and just in our communities and our lives. So I'm just going to read it. But here it goes.
Okay.
It is difficult to watch on TV. Outrage for the collective voices gathered, the untangling, dividing, justifying, targeting. We are witnessing the unheard, rising through the noise of the glass breaking. Because what is seen is treated as not seen. Justice is not blind, so blind that it cannot see or deaf it cannot hear. Accountability is a responsibility of the entire community that also includes acknowledging voices. Uncomfortable, uncontrollable, unthinkable, violent. That has been the lives of many for far too long. Where did the debt come from? More than conversation. Lives are required. Why would the victim pay for being victimized? Fingers are wagging with aggression. Tones echoing, condemning, chastising, profiling. Symbols of a system crashing. Morality at its core is a system of values and principles of conduct. Focus on the insufficiencies and conduct unity. Again, who are we collectively? Shouldn't we then realize the opportunity that has presented itself from the voices? Our conversation is our language and life. So silencing a conversation equates to a life not worth hearing. What are we all saying? How are we all living? A life is not worth valuing. It is now. It is urgent. Times are changing. All right, that's it.
Yes, I'm over here snapping fingers.
It's been a while. It's a little rusty.
That's all right.
But yeah.
You got to join us tomorrow on Drip the Mic tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to get the jitters out. It's been a while. I appreciate it, though.
But that's awesome.
I wrote a lot because, you know, sometimes when you feel like you know, your voice isn't being heard. Of course, you know, I know we all had all those types of feelings. And raising young men, I was. I still am pissed.
Yeah, hey, but you did your thing.
Yeah.
You did your thing. You did great. I love it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm good.
This is a mystery author right here.
Don't put her in the box, okay?
She's a mystery author. Ah, she's a mystery. But, man, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the time. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to the First Lady's show so you can spit some of your poetry on the show. And get
okay,
yourself
I sure
out
will.
There some more. Because it's all about networking and getting your name out there. That's how it works. You
I
know?
Believe that.
And I sent you the invite, too, so you probably got it in your notifications.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to go
You're
right
welcome.
Now and get on it.
Man, I hate that my co-host control that stuff right there, but it's all good. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Hey.
We're like the Phoenix Suns right now.
Okay. Ooh, y'all see them
puns, though? Yes. They had to give Milwaukee one the other night, but that's okay. They only going to get that one. They already know who's going to win.
I can't really. Man. I don't watch basketball.
And Chris Paul is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in case anybody wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a good show.
Yes, it has. Man, it was
yes,
bomb.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
It was a great show. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. We had a great, great time with you. And make sure you come back and check us out. You know, when your new show
yes.
drop in November, you know, we got to come back
hey.
On and push that shit, okay? And push it, push
yep.
it, push
yes.
it.
Yes,
yes,
appreciate it.
Cause you got to, Woo. you got to push it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. It's an honor, man. Y'all just don't know. I thank you for the love. Appreciate it. The, you know, just everything. It really does mean a lot. I mean that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and you have a great, great night.
Okay, y'all stay.
You too.
Okay, take care,
bye. All right. All right, time is winding. Man, what a great show. Every time it's off the chain.
It's a great show. You know it's a great show. We didn't went past the time, bro. You see
what I know.
It's all right. That's what happens when you're having a good time. You lose track of time.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, the thing is, I love to make the office real comfortable, like, this is your time.
you gotta get for that, though, for real.
And I'm going to pick one of them because I want them to have a good time. Like, I know how it is to feel uncomfortable and to be scripted, and you like, okay, I got to answer this and answer that. No. Okay, we're going to do it like this.
I've been on that other side when you interviewed me the first time, so I know because I was nervous. But, like, 5 minutes in, you had me laid back chilling like I was on the phone, keep playing with my friends. And then when my time was up, I was like, damn, my time up already? All right. I was having a good old time, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I get it.
And,
you really do
and
have
then
that
just gift. Having you here to back me up, like, if I don't feel like going on, you, boom, it's like, okay, I got you. You know what I'm saying? And everybody always talk about, oh, you need this script to death. You need to know your co-host. You need to know. Me and my co-host already clicked. We don't need to talk every day.
Right. And look, and we don't just talk on Facebook. We just communicate
exactly.
outside of social media. So,
exactly.
You know, they don't know how we know each other, bro. Don't worry. We know
right.
how we know each other.
Exactly.
It's all good. Go ahead and shoot them lines because we over time.
I know. I love you, too. Send your blessings with moms.
Thank you.
I want to thank the CEO and the First Lady. What a great
Absolutely.
Show. And goodbye and have a good night. They showing off tonight outside. This is the ATL, baby.
Lord, mostly. It's been a great night. I got to get something to eat. I'm hungry.
I know it. So everybody, y'all have a good night. Thank you for joining Drip the Mic in the Office Lounge, 378. Okay, I'm forgetting the number. 646-378-0355. Yeah, I know it. You got me coming
mm-hmm.
back, ain't you? But it's on 646-378-0355, presented to you by Drip the Mic. You and you all have a great and blessed night.
Peace.
Peace. Mm-hmm.